Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. This program features recently written art songs. You'll hear that these songs are easy to enjoy. Let's begin with a set of songs by Eric Franklin to the poetry of Amy Lowell. Eric is an award-winning composer and clarinetist who played until recently in the U.S. Army Field Band of Washington, D.C. He's given concerts in nearly all 50 states and throughout Europe. These songs, Verses for Children, earned him the second place in the 2021 National Association of Teachers of Singing, or NATS, composition competition. The individual five songs are Climbing, Crescent Moon, Seashell, Trout, and Wind. Eric wrote me that he, a big Schubert fan, was able to bring some of that composer's Trout music into the song of that name.
With a sky above me, the earth below, climbing I go, each branch is the step of a wonderful step.
Oh, come.
Great fun to play in the water every day. hiding in the lilies there? Do you hunt for fishes' eggs or watch tadpoles grow?
Just heard soprano Melissa Wimbish and pianist Josh Espinosa in Verses for Children by Eric Franklin. You're listening to a special Singing and Other Sins edition featuring recently written songs by American composers. Next, a recently composed song called On a Photograph by Lori Lateman. The old photo shows two young men in work clothes running some large machinery. Miss Lateman writes, "John Wood's vivid imagination drew me to this poem in which he imagines the daily life of two people from an old photograph." Lori Lateman continues, Due to the poem's long sentence structures, the melodic lines in this song are quite extended. There is also much flexibility in the tempi to match the conversational tone of the poem. Time seems to explode as the poem builds to its climax with the lovers loving and the hands of the pianist move over the keyboard just as the lover's hands might move over a lover. And then, just as after lovemaking, a calmness ensues. The song ends with the piano quoting the music accompanying the words, "Back when my grandparents were children," leaving the song's harmonies unresolved and floating in the air. So writes Lori Lateman.
Though they did not stand close to each other,
and though they stared from their machine
indifferently,
distantly,
I do not doubt
they
know
each other's arms and face. The mustached one wore a small ring on his little finger,
and neither smiled as that instant sacred to the memory
was snatched
from a factory
Kansas.
Back when my grandparents were children.
And I saw that the one who'd inscribed it had pasted it on a prescription from F. Seaman, druggist, made out for the worst kind of poison.
And I could imagine how the other laughed the way friends or wives laugh at such love-clear jokes.
And I could see him who, like his friend, had never read Whitman or Plato, or given thought to the theories of passion. A shot of whiskey, a beer,
talked of the family next Sunday's lesson on Deuteronomy,
and what to do with the extra tomatoes they'd grown. The talk of those who've come to count tomorrow ashore.
Photograph
waiting.
That was Lori Lateman's On a Photograph, sung by Randall Scarlatta and Margaret Garishiak, with the composer herself playing piano. We'll now hear two songs by the American art song composer Juliana Hall, who has written some 60 song cycles and vocal chamber music. Hall received Songfest's 2017 Sorel Commission and was invited to be the Fall Island Vocal Arts Seminar's guest composer in 2018. Hall writes, "The first song is Ahab, written in 2020 for a Carnegie Hall concert that was canceled. It tells librettist Caitlin Vincent's tale of the final moments of Melville's Captain Ahab as he is strapped to the whale Moby Dick, and illuminates his thoughts as he sinks to the sea floor to die. The second song is Godiva, which Hall wrote in 2019. The same librettist retells the story from Godiva's perspective, thus correcting 1,000 years of history as written by men.
Come and face me,
Is that you? For you, I'm ready, waiting. Do you hear me? I'll wait for you.
Stripped of my robe!
On this edition of Singing in Other Sins, we're hearing recently composed songs by Americans. Juliana Hall wrote the two we just heard, Ahab, performed by Zachary James, bass baritone, with Charity Wicks piano. Then mezzo-soprano Kitty Whately with pianist Joseph Middleton performed Hall's Godiva. Now we'll hear excerpts from a new art song album with songs composed by Rachel DeVore Fogarty. Her works have been heard in the U.S. and internationally, from Ukraine to Nashville. She received both her M.M. in composition and B.M. in piano from Belmont University. She now lives on Long Island with her husband, musical theater composer Kevin Fogarty. We'll hear three songs from her set called Sehnsucht Songs. By the way, Sehnsucht is the German word for longing. These songs were written in 2014 and are called From a Car Window, Red May, and The Taxi.
Out of the window,
Three songs by Rachel DeVore Fogarty, sung by soprano Sabrina Laney Warren, with the composer Rachel Fogarty playing piano. To close this program of Singing in Other Sins, featuring recent songs by American composers, we'll hear two short unaccompanied art songs by Paula M. Kimper, who is a graduate of the Eastman School of Music and was active in New York City for 35 years as a composer of opera, theater, dance, film, and song. Her entire catalog of scores was recently acquired by the Loeb Music Library of Harvard University. For the past few years, she's called Oahu home. We'll hear Casabianca and One Art, both to the words of Elizabeth Bishop.
Love's the boy stood on the burning deck trying to recite. The boy stood on the burning deck. Love's the sun stood stirring elocution where the poor ship in flames went down. Love's the obstinate boy, the ship, even the swimming sailors, who would like a schoolroom platform too, or an excuse to stay on deck. And loves the burning boy, the art of losing is not hard to master.
Three loved houses went.
disaster. Even losing you, the joking voice, a gesture I love, I shan't have lied. It's evident the art of losing's not too hard to master, though it may look like set like disaster.
Two songs by Paula M. Kimper, sung by Laura Malloy. On this edition of Singing in Other Sins, we've heard recently composed art songs by American composers. You know that I take your suggestions and comments seriously and look forward to them. Just go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singinginothersins. There, not only can you leave your thoughts, but you can also connect with the archive of many years of my previous programs. I'm your host and producer of Singing and Other Sins, Gary Hickling. Aloha.